Bring, 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 bring.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Griselda. It's Madge. How have you been? I haven't talked to you in ages.
Hi, Madge. I'm pretty good. I'm glad that we got help on Half Ton Teen. Did you see that on TLC?
I didn't watch Half Ton Teen yet, and I'm going to get in big trouble from Two Ton Tessie, Cheryl, when she calls in because it's on my homework assignment. I even put it on my iPod, and I was supposed to watch it during this photo shoot. I was at a photo shoot for some, well, it's a long story, not really. Let me see if I can play it on the iPod and while we're talking. Is there a particular part that you like about Half Ton?
Well, what is all this? The music all the music on it is really good.
Okay, here's Half Ton Teen. I'm just going to randomly pick a part in the
middle. And the white guy, Delay, his mom is the best on the show.
It's hard to hear. Scramble. Boring. Okay. I'm sure Cheryl has it. Huh?
There's another teen on it, and the whole show, he just says, "Give me my cheesecake."
Oh, here's a big fatty. Okay. Let's see what he's saying. He's on the hospital bed. Ew.
It's Andy.
God, he's really huge.
I get the feeling of how I started this. And
really?
I'm already at this point, and I guess I can definitely see you. Quiet in the tunnel. Might be far away.
Oh my God.
Still the light, you know?
Hey, baby.
He can see the tunnel? What does that mean?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know, the tunnel to death?
He's really is fat. I take back what I say, because I said the other day he doesn't look like a half a ton, but he does now.
I think he's only like 800 pounds.
Yeah, but they round up.
Oh.
Does he die too, like Red Fatty?
They don't have an ending to it at all, so you never know what happens to Billy. I mean, Andy.
And AIDS.
Andy Milton.
So did I tell you I'm going to be on the BBC next week?
Yeah.
Big blubber cunt. The BBC World Channel, which gets like 170 million viewers, will see me for 30 seconds on Max's new show. It's really good because I've been watching, like, they don't have it in America because it's real news, but I've been watching it through the internet, and like they show the promo for his show like every like 5 minutes practically. And I'm like, it's so weird because they're like friends of mine and they're like, who is Facebooking me? Oh, my God, this is so weird. This is from Megan Mulhern. I deliver quick with the magic stick, and I love you. I'll butt-rape your brother. God is one sick mother effer, so I'll spend another day waiting to die. Should I ask if I can call her?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's my food eating. Hold on. Let's do it on speaker. Hello?
Hello? Hi, your food's on its way up.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank God.
So while you're getting your food, can I tell everyone I'm going
to
London at the end of the month. So if anyone wants to hang out, leave a comment.
Okay, so Steve Harris, and she will meet you, trust me, I know this. So we have Steve Harris, we have Roger Smalls, we have Twinkle Boy. You have to meet Twinkle Boy, but I need you to cast his penis, okay? Because he has a big one.
Okay, but I don't know if I can bring alginate. I mean, I'm sure I can bring it because it's not toxic, but
okay.
They might think it's weird that I'm carrying it with me.
Why can't you get it there?
Well, if he knows where a dental supply place is, then I'd be able to get it.
Just figure it out. Come on. You're smart
enough. Okay.
And, wow, that was exciting. What? Okay, so I'm waiting for them to come up. Oh, goody, goody. Keep talking, please.
Okay, so I'm coming to London, and I'm going to Geneva, too. Do you have any friends that are there?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
So I did everything down here.
You did. All you have to do is sit here.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Griseldard?
Uh-huh.
How come you weren't talking?
I'm sorry. I was asking you a question. I thought you could hear me, but then I heard the Chinese guy in the background.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You heard him?
So,
what did he say?
Yeah, do you have any friends in Geneva?
Geneva, Switzerland?
Yeah. So then I'm going there to go skiing in the Alps.
For what?
To ski in the Alps.
Oh, how wonderful. No, I don't. But, I don't know what happened to Rupert. He was very sick, a sick little kid. No, but there might be listeners in the woodwork, for all I know. Mm-hmm. Where else are you going? You're just...
That's it. London and Champery.
You know, I've never been to London. I've stopped through there, but I have this weird thing about I won't go to English-speaking countries. Mm. Except for this one. Oh, this looks good.
We're stopping there because of business.
So. Uh-huh. So that you can...
I'm really excited because there's a Rothko show at the Tate, and I love him.
Are you going to France?
No, not this trip. We're just London and then Geneva.
Mm. Does anyone you know want to be on Max's show?
I don't know.
Mm.
I'll ask.
Might be interesting.
Mm-hmm. What else can I tell you?
I don't know. You can ask me about my food. So how long are you going to be in Europe? And are you still working for Starbucks, or did they can your ass?
I'm going for 6 days. I'm still working for Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How come they didn't fire you and they fired all those other people?
Because they need store managers to run the stores.
I see. So you're still pushing that boxed coffee or whatever?
No, now it's tea lattes and tea infusions. Do you like chai?
I like chai, yeah.
We have these new chai drinks. One is like chai mixed with berries, and the other one's chai and apple. And then we have some tea lattes, like black tea with steamed milk, that type of thing.
But isn't it all watered down tea? Or no?
No, now it's we're using full leaf teas.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I don't even like tea bags. I mean, I like tea bagging, but I don't like tea bags.
You like tea bagging? But I thought that you just liked eating out. You
know, with vagina lips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, what were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about how you're eating Thai food.
So good. Duck pad Thai. Quack, quack.
I bet it is really good. It must be really greasy and yummy.
It is.
What else? So I went skiing in Aspen.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Because we erased... We did the show. I should tell the audience. We did the show, and I erased the first 15 minutes because there was too much that I said and that you said that we couldn't say. So tell them about what happened with the bomb.
So the 72-year-old guy planted 4 bombs at banks in Aspen, and they were real bombs. And so I got evacuated from my hotel, mm-hmm. and... At the time, what happened was I went skiing all day, and mm-hmm. I couldn't believe that skiing was, like, not a workout because, you know, everything else I do, I just get exhausted after, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, I would feel like shit after running for 4 hours. So, anyway, I went back to the hotel, put on my running clothes, went to the gym, and the hotel was driving to the gym, and... There was a bunch of police cars outside because there was a bank directly across the street. And the driver just said, oh, there was a bomb threat or something. So I didn't think much of it. Went to the gym. And then, like, an hour and a half later, I called to get picked up, and no one was picking up the phone at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So we got back to the hotel on, like, a Aspen
shuttle bus because there's free buses all around town, and they wouldn't let us in, and someone had to go back into the hotel and get our coats because we didn't have warm clothes, and then we stayed in this weird shelter right next to the sheriff's office. They brought in Domino's pizza for New Year's Eve, and they started making
Domino's?
Announcements that we have to go. Yeah, it was disgusting. That we would have to go to Aspen High School to spend the night, and that's when I started getting worried. But that didn't end up happening, and like 3 hours later, we were able to go back to the hotel. But I'm so the 72-year-old guy killed himself, but I don't remember why he put out the bombs. He had been in prison before. Okay.
But he was 72. Why would did he need Depends money or something?
Maybe. I'm looking it up right now.
Duty squirt?
It says a one-time resident bitter over the Aspen's transformation into a playground for the rich left four gift wrap bombs downtown, turning New Year's Eve celebrations into a mass evacuation.
Wow.
The bombs made of gasoline and cell phone parts had notes warning of mass death. Suspect James Chester Blanning, 72, shot and killed himself shortly after placing the devices in two banks and in an alleyway Wednesday. He grew up in Aspen but lived in Denver since 2003. And he doesn't like President Bush.
So what was his motive? He was bored?
Well, it says resident bitter over Aspen's transformation into a playground for the rich.
But that's been a while, no?
Yeah.
So, I don't remember. Did I read this thing from Megan on this part of the show?
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
and then
so
you said you were going to call her. And
right, but
got
I said
up to get your Chinese food.
I said, "Can I call you on Skype for my show?" She said, "Maybe. I'm not so much fun." In all caps. I said, "What's your Skype name?" She writes back, "Wouldn't you love my lady? She's 5'6" with testicles." What the hell?
Who is this person?
Megan Mulhern.
Yeah, but what is she from?
Facebook. I have no idea. She just started typing this shit to me on Facebook. I have no idea who she is. I thought it was spam, but I don't think so. I mean, it's a real person. She must be.
So should we call Cheryl? She's up.
Cheryl is editing her show. She said she would IM me when she's ready for my call.
Okay, well, Cheryl can be ready for us right now.
Is she?
I'm sending her a message.
I want her to I'm trying to convince her to do her own, like, call-in prayer line called the Cheryl 100 Club. Don't you think that would be good?
Yeah, that would be really funny.
And she has
I
to
would
give
call
advice.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
The show she's editing has Ali My Vagina on it. I believe you know him.
Do I?
Remember? Barf Cyst?
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was Barf Cyst. I haven't heard from Barf Cyst in a long time. No.
Okay. Here, I found this girl's ID. Okay, so what did Cheryl say, by the way?
Cheryl says, yes, just exporting rum now, so you can call maids.
Okay. Now I'm going to call Cheryl first. Then we're going to call Mystical Kitty. Cheryl. This is going to be interesting. She said maids. This is really good duck pad Thai.
Hello.
Hold on, Cheryl. This is something weird is happening.
Sorry.
Well, there's a girl that started chatting with me on Facebook, and she said really weird things. So I'm going to connect her to you, but I don't have time to tell you what it is that she said. So I'm going to get her online, and then I didn't think she was a real person. But hold on a sex cunt.
It's Griselda.
Her name is, yeah, Griselda's here too. Mystical Kitty.
Griselda, you there?
Okay, her name is... Oh, did I get rid of Griselda? Oh, well.
You bitch.
Hold on.
I hate you.
Hold on. No, I'll get her back. I didn't mean to do that.
Nothing. So my fault.
I hope she understands.
Hello?
Hang on, Griselda.
Slap the kids.
Ugh, sloppy kids. Where's Mystical Kitty? Hello? Anyway, while we're waiting for Cheryl, so I got these Skypes. I have no idea who this person is, but she...
You guys have video on this, right?
No, we can't do video. So
okay, good.
Megan writes, who I've never heard of, I deliver quick with the magic stick and I love you. I'll butt rape you. I'll butt rape your brother. God is one sick mother effer. So I spend another day waiting to die.
What?
I wrote back, yeah. I wrote back, can I call you on Skype for my show? She said, maybe. And this is all caps. And then Megan writes back, maybe, I'm not so much fun. And I write back, what's your Skype name? She writes, wouldn't you love my lady? She's 5'6" with testicles. Is that you, Mystical Kitty? Are you there? Hello?
Ash.
Hello, honey. What's going on with your testicles? Hello?
What
the fuck is that? Mystical Kitty, are you on acid? My God. Do you know Cheryl Murkowski? She's also on the line. Say hello, Cheryl. And Griselda, too.
Are you retarded, honey? Hello?
Why do you talk like that? We can't. It's hard to understand what you're saying. Why can't you speak like in proper English, like Cheryl?
This is not working for me.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why. She sent me a YouTube clip. Let's play the YouTube clip. Maybe that'll make sense.
This doesn't make no sense.
Oh, I can't play it for Cheryl. No, this is all wrong. I don't understand. Are you a spam, Mystical Kitty? This makes... Is this supposed to sound like this? Are you supposed to sound like you're talking through a...
I've seen this video with this person with a very fucked up head, and she kind of sounds like that yet. Is this her?
I don't know what anybody's... What?
What's the YouTube video, honey? honey.
What? I'm completely...
What's going on? I'm so confused. Oh, my God.
Kitty, do you have a cell phone I can call you on? Because maybe your Skype connection is bad. I'm going to hang up and call you right back because you might be... You sound like the sea hag on Popeye, honey.
Griselda.
Honey, are you a hair lip?
Yes.
Okay, I'll call you right back, Megan. I'm just going to try her once more to see if that's... I don't think it's...
Are you confused?
Am I confused?
Yes. What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
This is very strange.
She's a spammer or something. Let's try it again. Maybe this time it'll be a real voice. It might have just been a Skype error. Oh, she's typing again. Madge, call me. Hello? This is scary. Anyway, Cheryl, we have some business talking about a certain person who we both know, but we're not going to mention his or her name. No, not Barfcyst.
No, not her.
A New Year's resolution.
So, tell me, honey.
So. Oh, no. Hi, Mystical Kitty. So what? It still sounds funny. Oh, wait. She gave me your real number. Okay, hold on. I'll call you right back. No, I'm going to hang up.
She sounds like a kitty.
No, she gave me her real number. So
right.
She did. No, it's area code 312, which is Chicago.
Haven't you seen that video of the person with the very fucking, like, they look like they're retarded, and they're singing a song, and they sound just like her.
No. Wait, I do know somebody named Kitty, though. Call Kitty.
Really?
Yeah, I do know somebody named Kitty. She's a hooker. A dominatrix. God, what if it's the wrong Kitty that I called?
This is so fascinating, right?
Oh, get over it. You know, now I don't know which one. 4-1. Okay. I'm sorry, but right. I'm curious about this thing. Okay, that sounds at least like a real phone. So we have this friend, a mutual friend, who has problems with sex addiction.
Hello, Madge.
What? Oh, who is this? Is it Kitty?
This is Mystical Kitty.
Now, what was going on with Skype? You sounded like somebody from Popeye.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening with my Skype,
Honey, have you seen that video online? There's this girl, and she looks like kind of like half her face is missing, and she's retarded, and it looks like someone photoshopped it, and she stops to sing. And you sounded just like that. So I was excited because I was like, ooh, we got her on the phone. But no.
I would love to get you both on the Skype, but...
Are you a half? You know, are you a half face, honey? Are you a half face?
I'm a half breed.
No, half face.
Half face? No.
A half face.
You don't work at Walmart.
I'm a half ton teen. Are you asking? Okay. I'm a half ton teen.
Yeah,
and I'm on the photo shoot.
What I'm trying to understand, Megan, is what this...
It's just a photo shoot.
You sent me these cryptic spam-like messages in all caps. Can you explain them?
Did you get the videos, though?
Well, I can't really watch the video because I can't share it properly with the audience at this time. Mm-hmm. I didn't really watch it. It looked like some Satanist or something. Singing.
No, it's definitely not. It's
why?
Yeah.
Are you on drugs, honey?
It's Mickey Avalon. Have you ever heard of Mickey Avalon?
Mickey Avalon? No. Have you, Griselda or Cheryl?
No.
No? Okay. I've gone out to, like, all the clubs, and I said, do you know about, you know, Cheryl and my friend? No, they know nothing about you. Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to say that, then you're trying to spread us around and people don't know about who I am.
Oh, no, Cheryl, not like that. Not at all. I want to be on your show. I would love to be on your show. Let's make some crazy Mickey Avalon stuff. I want you to go on the Mickey Avalon. Go on the videos. You'll love them.
Hey, is this Vicky? What's her name? Madge?
Ferrari?
Mickey Avalon.
Vicky.
No, it's a boy. Mickey Avalon.
No, I know, but Vicky.
Ferrari?
Yeah, Ferrari.
Is this Vicky Ferrari from Benson? No, what was the neighborhood she was from? Hoboken.
My name is Mystical Kitty.
And you're from Chicago, though, right?
Yes, I'm right here in Chicago.
Okay, but then what does this message mean? That you sent me this scary message. It says, I deliver quick with the magic stick. I'll butt rape your brother. God is one sick motherfucker. So I spend another day waiting to die. And then
yes,
you say, wouldn't
one of Mickey Avalon's lyrics.
Oh, it's his lyrics. Okay. Now, was I supposed to know that when you Facebooked it to me out of nowhere?
No, of course not. But you should.
Where did you see this person perform?
He performs all over the place. He's in Hawaii right now, I think. But he performs in Chicago. He performs all over the country. Everywhere. Just go on MySpace or Facebook and look at him. Mickey Avalon. Mickey Avellone, he's the cultural salami. He is the newest. He is like the next coming of transvestite slash. He's been there. He's done that.
He doesn't have a dick.
Huh?
Does he have a dick still?
Still, he has a dick. Yes.
Okay. Is he from Chicago?
Is it
Miami?
No, is he from Chicago?
No, he is from LA.
That's magma, okay.
He's awesome. And I just want you guys, you know, take a look at him.
Is this like some weird PR thing?
No, I have nothing to do with him. Oh, my God. I'm a librarian, you guys.
Right.
What library?
I'm a librarian.
Where?
I work on Michigan Avenue. I'm a corporate librarian.
I've never heard of such a thing.
You've never heard of a corporate librarian?
No, have you, Cheryl?
You mean you work in a business that has a library?
Yes.
Library.
What's that?
Corporate librarian, yes. And I listen to you guys all day long.
Really?
Oh, you're so sweet, honey. So sweet, honey, so sweet. Love it. Simone, ride my thing. It's
come on,
to help your prepare,
I listen to you guys all day long. Yes.
They don't block us out, honey.
What?
Some places block herald.org out. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
They do. They block mine, too. They say it's tasteless.
I do competitive intelligence. Have you ever heard of that?
I know about people that aren't intelligent, like Cheryl.
No, competitive intelligence.
What does that mean? I've never heard of it.
Well, that means that what your company is doing, I am figuring out what they're doing and what their people are doing.
Oh, like the CIA's.
Kind of, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, is this something to do with food allergies?
Not really. But I am a librarian, and I do manage all of our products.
You can't be a librarian. You have blonde hair.
I do have blonde hair.
Librarians all are over 40 and have gray hair.
Right.
And they're very mean. You cannot possibly be a librarian.
I'm 30 years old, and I'm not very mean.
And do you have gray hair that's all wrinkly and ugly?
No.
Then you can't be a librarian. I'm sorry.
Are you my friend on the Facebook? I'm so confused.
Are you Cheryl's friend on Facebook also? Megan?
And what was that?
Is Cheryl your friend on the Facebook? Hello?
Hello?
Is Cheryl your friend on Facebook?
Cheryl is my friend on MySpace.
Okay.
I'm not on there anymore, honey. Haven't you noticed they closed my entire account?
Can you add her to Facebook? It's Cheryl Prolapse.
I'll add her. Yeah, I'll add her.
Cheryl Murkowski.
How do I add her? Cheryl.
You're the librarian. You should know. Now, are you a lesbian?
I am not a lesbian. No.
Do you have any food allergies at all?
I have allergies. I don't have food.
Don't cry. It's okay.
I don't have any food.
It's okay.
I don't have any food allergies. So.
You can develop some. Don't cry. What allergies do you have?
I have purse allergies.
Purse allergies?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is a purse allergy?
I do. I don't ever like to go out of the house. How do I spell Cheryl? C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Obviously, you're a big fan, honey.
You're a trademark house. Yeah, I got you, Cheryl.
What a great librarian.
You look like a
spell
giant
Cheryl.
Blank person. Thank you.
What's that?
Boom.
You look like a giant blank person. How am I supposed to get her? She's like already there.
Did you say she looks like a giant blank person?
Yeah, she looks like a giant blank person.
Wait, you said... Say that again.
I hate the niggers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
And I hate the Jews.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're both going to die. I'm going to kill them all.
Oh, I knew there was acid involved in this. Cheryl. Cheryl.
There's no acid involved in this.
Yeah, there is. Cheryl. I hate them. Cheryl, talk to her. I'm without words.
Cheryl, why are you so black?
It's a valid question, Cheryl. It really is.
So you're not going to add me because I'm a dark skin. Racist.
Megan, where are you right now? When I heard somebody in the background say,
"Giant bowl of shit." That's where I am.
At home. I heard somebody yell at you for saying the N-word.
Yes.
Who was that?
Well, no, he calls me nigger Jew all the time. I am the nigger Jew. That's
but you know that
now.
I am a Jewish lesbian with food allergies.
I know. You're the nigger Jew.
I'm not black. Please do not refer to Negroes as that N-word. Cheryl.
No, you're the one that always says N-word Ferguson, so I really can't believe
that I'm talking to you guys right now.
N-word Ferguson is a person I went to school with, you idiot.
Really?
Egbert was.
What?
Have you ever Googled Egbert to find out what he's doing now?
Egbert Mullins?
Yeah.
No.
I think I'm going to. You know, I'm going to get off the Skype with everyone because I have to be at work tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.
Is that the woman that lives down in Florida?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't
it's
do Florida
Griselda.
Anything. There's no such thing as Florida.
No, she lives in the New York, honey. No, she's very
good. I love the woman that lives in Florida.
Please don't talk about that. Yeah. I have to edit it out if you do.
Well, I love that woman.
I know, I do too, but you can't talk about her. All right.
Well, I love her.
No, this is Griselda. She's in New York. She's the one that plasters penises and talks about fat people with Cheryl a lot.
Why won't Cheryl talk to me? Cheryl doesn't talk to me.
Cheryl, talk
bye,
to you.
Cheryl. Cheryl. Bye,
okay.
Mad.
Goodbye, Griselda.
Okay.
Bye.
Now, honey.
Cheryl, I want to preconcerned.
Honey.
She's talking to you right now. If you weren't on acid, you could hear her.
I am on acid.
Seriously. Now, my point is just this. What I'm trying to do is if you want to post my program, but I also need to go to sleep. So, I would like to talk to you. If you would tell me why it is that you gave... won't you tell me about this incident with the person with the New Year's resolution? It's very important that we discuss this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's only fashion.
Jill, I had no New Year's resolution, and I had no New Year's anything.
No, it's not about you, honey. It's about our little AIDS queen friend.
Okay, Kitty, I have to let you go because Cheryl and I have some business to discuss.
But very
important. I really am glad that...
On the
it was very nice to meet you. It was very nice to... I hope that we can stay in touch and that you can bring more joy to my life. What kind of acid are you on?
Some really good, like, purple fresh acid.
Got it. Okay, well, thanks, Kitty. Have a good night.
Love you.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, Cheryl, was that a mess? I can spot those acid people a mile away. When I saw that weird spam, I said, this bitch is on acid.
And you're like, I gotta call her. You're so weird. That's all I have to say on that.
Oh, yeah, I'm weird. Yes. Cheryl prolapsed.
Yes.
I'm weird.
Yes.
All right, go ahead and get me started on this story. I forgot.
We were talking about New Year's resolutions on our last program, and we came up with some very good ones, like yours having to do with the pork and also not being mean. Now, the point is just this, that we also know this AIDS queen friend, who we talked about on a previous program, and she's on this cocktail of drugs, and she likes to get her cockpit and put it inside of an AIDS-filled anus so that she can, tempt the fate and maybe die an early death. But at least she's skinny, and at least she's got money for me. Now,
she's the same age as you, though, 25.
Really? She don't look it.
Maybe actually, she's 26.
Creeping in. No, well, maybe it's the AIDS creeping in because she looks about 40. So, my point... It's when we were talking about the New Year's resolutions, what we're going to do differently.
Okay, and, so well, this now I can finish the story.
Sex addiction.
Right. So I was with this person yesterday in a special place where we eat food. I was having the chicken parmesan and some of this basil shit. You know how at Whole Foods they charge by the pound, so they put everything in some gross
Whole Foods,
sauce.
Fresh cut.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I got so much gas from this food. So he says to me, Madge, because that's my name, Madge, honey. Madge.
Girl.
Yeah. Madge, girl. Guess what? I have a New Year's resolution. No, it started like this. He said, Madge, will you help me write a Craigslist ad? I need to fuck a Twinkie. I said, yeah, you need to, right? He said, because they never answer my ads. I said, why? He said, I don't know. I said, well, what do your ads usually say? It's like I'm looking for 18 or under. I said, well, first of all, you can't do that because that's illegal. And people are going to think that you're a cop and trapping them. Or yourself. I mean,
does he really do that?
That's what he said. And I said, so, okay, so you want to, I said, so do you think maybe you should do something about this sex addiction? He said, no, I did a New Year's resolution. I'm only going to have sex with 14 different people this year. I said, oh, that's good. How are we doing so far? How many people have you slept with so far? And this was yesterday, January 3rd. He said 5. So he's had sex with over a third of his quota for the year in the first 3 days of the year.
Well, that's pretty good progress.
So that's
progress, not perfection, right? Isn't that what you say?
That's what people with food allergies say. So he's running at about 500 a year, I'd guess, at this rate, which isn't... Anyway, that's the story.
You don't think she ever has repeat customers?
No. You seen her?
She doing calls most of the time.
Have you seen her?
Yes, true. Yeah. Good point.
Messy.
But the kind of people she's sleeping with, I don't think really are that discriminating.
True.
So, it could be, but wow. So has she gotten the hit of yet?
No.
Okay, good. And, who's it been to ask? I don't know. How's your diarrhea?
Whose diarrhea?
Prep.
I didn't ask, but she didn't smell as bad this time. But it was still that same smell. Good. It was the same smell. It was like, yeah.
What I would recommend is that you bring her to South Chicago to meet your family and maybe experiment with her. She could teach you a thing or two.
Gross. All right, listen. Can we do one quick thing before you go? I want... I know you're against this.
I want to post my grum.
You will post your grum. Don't worry. So I would like to do something with you. I know that you're against this, but... Can we do some role-playing? I'd like you to answer the phone and just say, this is the Cheryl 100 Club prayer line. May I help you? Okay?
Fine.
I'm going to role-play. I'm going to be somebody asking for help. So, bring, bring, bring.
Hello. May you have a blessed day. This is the Cheryl 100 Club.
Hi. Is this the prayer line?
We do offer prayers and other services. Well, how may I help you, ma'am or sir?
Hi, I'm a woman. I'm a girl. I'm a little girl. Girl.
Okay.
And what'd you say your name was? Cheryl? I'm sorry. Cheryl. I'm really nervous. I've never called one of these before.
You have an abortion, let me guess, and you're very sad. Well, I don't care.
No, no, Cheryl, Mrs. Cheryl, no, I wouldn't have an abortion. That's against God and man's law. I did something worse. Cheryl, I'm so sad.
You know, I got about 5 minutes left on my fifth, so if you could hurry it up.
I masturbated with my finger on my clitoris, and I think I had an orgasm about 8.
Well, how long are your nails currently?
Well, I have bleep press on, so I'd say about an inch, honey.
Are they clean?
Yeah.
When was the last time you cleaned down your fucking nails, bitch? You're gonna get an infection if you had hesitated about that at all. So first of all, you finger blasted yourself. Great. Congratulations. Second of all, you probably transferred some bacteria from your mouth, from your nose, from your eyes when you're picking them, when you're looking at people on the phone. You pick your eyes, but look at them, and then you pick, then you wipe your ass earlier today.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Your vagina. Excuse God.
Jesus hates me, doesn't he?
Thank God that I'll at least fit one more phone call in, and Jesus will reward me with a lack of patience. Oh,
aren't you going to pray for me at least?
I ain't going to pray for nobody. I pray for myself.
But why is it called a prayer line, then? Why is it called a prayer line if you're not going to pray?
Because you can pray for yourself. That's a lesson from Jesus. Pray it up.
Can you mail me a Bible?
You want something in the mail?
Yeah, can you mail me a Bible? A Bible?
Yeah, give me a credit card number.
Oh, wow, thanks.
What?
I don't usually give my credit card number over the phone. My mommy said it's bad.
Is this a prank call?
No.
Girdle, right.
No, I didn't say girdle.
Is your mama around? Can I talk to her?
Sure, she's black, so just be warned.
Oh, great.
Hey, baby, what can I do for you, honey? Hello, baby.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Honey.
Yeah.
You might want to make some impressions as not as convincing as, say, Lady Ramptastic.
I don't know what you talk about, baby. Baby.
Like Vera is better than you at this, honey.
Honey, I don't know what you talk about, baby. This ain't about no impression.
Say,
I'm the girl mama.
Say, honey. As they say, stay with what you know.
What you mean, baby? Yeah. Why are you be talking to my baby like that?
Then we can all be experts. Some of us may, you know, work in a worker factory. We may, you know, go to the Coorg and cruise for men, and that's our specialty.
Okay,
we may work in a corporate library and trip on acid all day.
Why can't you pray for
each
my baby?
Us,
she masturbated and she wanted help.
Each of us is good at one thing.
What are you
going to
do, honey? It sure ain't
I'm good at everything, but I'm a freak now. I understand that you're calling because you would like some content for your program that has no content. But as my shift is now over, Jesus done released me to go put my panties in the bathroom and then walk home, sit on the bus with my panties full of poop and squishing on my jugglies, and then go home and wash. And maybe finger blast myself in my poopy panty. Now, I would like to do that, but now you're holding me up, honey. So if you would let me go, then I would pray for you, quote-unquote, while I'm shitting my panty and finger blasting my chine. How's that sound?
Maybe you want a cordless phone. I'll let you go, but why don't you...
something in the mail.
Why can't you shit and finger blast while I'm on the phone?
Because my headset don't reach that far.
You're on a cell phone. Don't store it.
No, I ain't, Mary.
Don't store it with me. Criticizing
right.
My accent.
Your black scent sales.
Yeah.
Not all of us talk black, you racist. You think everybody got to talk like Lady Raptastic to be black.
That's right.
Black.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Can I help you?
Yeah, well, you asked to speak to me. Remember, you were talking to my daughter. You didn't...
Jesus, will you lift up? What's your name?
Her name was Gloria, I believe. Oh, yeah. I'll put it back on. Hi,
okay,
this
Denise.
Is... This is the daughter. It's
okay,
Gloria.
Denise. May Jesus lift you up, okay. Okay. Uh-huh. And will he send you some semen and panties to poop in? Okay, oh. All right. And
okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Well, okay.
Good evening, honey.
I'm quite satisfied. Thank you.
Come on.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes?
Madge, that was a disaster. But I, you know, did pretty well. I feel like...
I thought it went really well, and it was in keeping with our theme of LSD... And extremely bad programming.
Yes, yes. Well, hopefully the program I'm releasing tonight will satisfy your vagina. And I think you'll like it, at least for one reason, that I include a long, nice mix of clips from the Halftime team, especially including the blacks, so you get to practice your black accent.
Okay. I mean, okay. That sounds great, Cheryl. When will you be posting this? Tonight?
After I get a fucking phone and finish the goddamn entry and tags. I'm going.
Blubbercunt.
All right. Well, I'm done too,
thank
honey.
You.
I'll see you later. Thanks
see
for
you
being
later,
on my program. Get fucked.